Right now, it's my special privilege and an honor for me to welcome in one of the best fans, one of the best Oakland fans you will come across, a guy that I've gotten to know a little bit during my time here at Oakland as well, Gary McCarrick, joining us here during the broadcast. And Gary, thanks first off for taking some time here in Chicago. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. Glad to be here, actually.
So that first 20 minutes of basketball for this team, Gary, that's probably the first... the best first 20 minutes you've seen all season.
It really has, honestly. And I've been around. I've been, you know, to UCLA. I've been to, you know, some of the road games, seeing some road wins at UAD, hoping for number two here at UIC. But unbelievable. The offense is clicking on all cylinders, and, you know, I couldn't be happier. You know, honestly, I think it's because I'm wearing the Baders bomber shirt, right?
The Baders bomber t-shirt,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's been bombing it here tonight as he has his entire career. But, Gary,
yeah.
I want to catch up with you. And you have an interesting story. You live in the Detroit area.
Yep.
You fly out to L.A. for work, for your job.
Yeah, every week.
Pretty much every week.
Every week.
But yet, you're always at the arena come the weekend. So, and
yeah,
it amazed me, because I really got a taste of it when we went out to UCLA, and you talk about that body fatigue from flying and traveling and all those types of things. You're there all the time.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your story.
Yeah, it's really physical, too, and it's tiring. But I'm doing some work out in the West Coast. Software consulting. You know, I manage and lead some teams that implement software all over the globe.
Uh-huh.
So that's put me out in LA for the past 8 months, and it's flying back every week. And I was lucky enough to be flying out with a team and you and all the Oakland officials out on that flight Monday out to LA to, you know, to really see some live action, get caught up on, you know, everyone involved with the basketball team. And, you know, this conversation we're having now, we get to let everyone else know what we talk about, because we've had conversations about, you know, Oakland basketball and my passion for that. Honestly, there's just something about Oakland basketball, and it starts with Coach Campy.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I mean, I'm a guy who's gone to the basketball camps when I was in 8th grade, 9th grade, stayed on campus.
Yeah.
You know, and just caught the fever very young. So, you know, even in college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I went into communications, and eventually it turned into a gig at Channel 4, WDIV in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped, too, because when we were going Division 2 to Division 1, I was able to bring a lot of the crew in and get some publicity for the school. And as you know, I'm really into, you know, social media and branding, and I just love the Oakland University product. I mean, there's just something about it, you know. Not even as a grad or alum, but living in the area, because as you know, there's not a lot of stuff to do in the area. But look, we've got a Division I basketball team in Oakland County that is consistently on ESPN. I mean, that's phenomenal and amazing. And you want something to do? Fans want something to do, even if you're not a follower of Oakland basketball. Come out and see a game. Unbelievable.
Certainly
it really is.
Certainly is an entertaining product. And you look here tonight, 45 points in the first 20 minutes. And, Gary, like you said, you go way back in terms of your support for the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. You're active when the university's putting events on. You're active with the events. I mean, this is something that really is a part of your life. I mean, you know, you donate a lot of your time to following this basketball team. You're here in Chicago. You're flying back and forth. And really, when you look at it, Gary, the Oakland community is a special one when you think about it, because when you look across the board, there's fans like you. There's supporters like guys like Craig Stinson and things like that, and the work that you guys do. And you know, let's be honest, you guys put your money into it too as well. I mean, you guys are big-time supporters of the program.
Yeah.
But you see something, don't you? I mean, you feel it when you come to Oakland.
Really,
it's a smaller community, but it's a passionate one.
Yeah, it's a tight-knit group. And I'm telling you what, the move to the Horizon League has been phenomenal. It's amazing. All the one-point games and back and forth, it's so competitive. It really takes Oakland University to another level, from a regional institution to more national and beyond. So I couldn't be more happier. And like you talked about, close-knit family, that's what it's about. It's a family. You know, it's time, money, energy spent on this program. But it starts at the top. It starts with Coach Campy. And he's what makes his machine run. And that's where my passion comes from, is following Campy. And in Campy, we trust. That's what I always say. In Campy, we trust.
In Campy, we trust. That certainly has been the case, at least for the last 30 years in 500 wins.
It was pretty special, by the way. That really is special. I mean, you know, there's only two other coaches who are above 30, you know, 30 years. So we've got something really special here. And I go to the games, like you say. You know, I travel, but I make time not only for the games, for the Greg Campy show, the Neil Rule Variety Hour show, it should be, right?
We're working on that.
And by the way, beyond talking about my passion for the program, you know, I have to say congratulations to you and Scott McDonald over here. I mean, you guys have done a phenomenal job keeping everyone up to date for passionate fans like myself and you know, other passionate fans. There's too many to name. Bob Krychek, everyone out there who just follows this program and just lives this program. It's so entertaining. It's a great product. Mm-hmm. You guys market it so well and bring it to the table. And it's almost like if I'm in L.A. doing work and you're calling the game, I mean, I feel like I'm right there. I mean, you guys do a phenomenal job.
I certainly do appreciate that and appreciate you tuning in. Your home for Oakland basketball, Detroit's 11:30 a.m. WGFN all season long. And, you know, Gary, at the end of the day, and that's something that I love about my job here and what I'm able to do, I feel a responsibility to people like you. I think about that, you know, in a couple seconds before we come on the air here, as I get ready to call these games, I think about that. I think about the people of Oakland Nation. I think about the Golden Grizzlies fans like Gary McCarrick and all the way down the line. You know, I feel a responsibility to all of you. I mean, you guys donate your time, your money, and everything that you do for it. So it's noticed. All the work that you guys do is certainly noticed across the board. That's why I like to take these types of opportunities to get you guys on it and really tell your story about the passion that you have for the Golden Grizzlies and this basketball team. But Gary, so what's it been like this season with the Travis Bader? You have the of course T-shirt on right now, the Bader's bottom. What's this been like for you this season to really see Oakland, as you talked about, at the forefront? I mean, they've been on SportsCenter more than LeBron lately.
Yeah, and so have you, Neil. So, I mean, you know, it's just been phenomenal. I mean, the record isn't what we thought it'd be, and there's been some missed opportunities. But, you know, I think we all see the bigger picture down the road with the visibility that the Horizon League brings to Oakland University, and specifically Oakland Athletics. So, just really geeked about it. I mean, I speak for a lot of people when I'm sitting here. I'm speaking for the Grizz Nation here. I mean, it's not just me. It's not Gary. It's everybody. I'm speaking on behalf of everyone to say we appreciate what you guys bring to the table, the Greg Campy, Coach Campy show, and every, you know, taking the tweets and all that stuff and reading them on the air. That's just special. You know, it's just I like where the program's going. I like the visibility. I like the radio show. I like the Fox Sports Detroit, you know, access hour, you know, half an hour, the shows they do. I mean, everything's just phenomenal. You guys are giving us everything we need and more, and it's just phenomenal.
Well, Gary, we certainly do appreciate you taking some time out here today, coming to Chicago, traveling with the Golden Grizzlies all season long. Thank you for everything you do, my
friend. Thanks. I just want to say thanks to my wife, too, who's a big passionate follower as well. Thank you.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot. It's halftime here in UIC. Golden Grizzlies even this one 45-24. We'll be right back. This is Oakland Basketball.